Oh, what a world, what a day, what a life. Scott Gessler's had quite a life. He was a hotshot attorney before he decided to run for public office. Wouldn't you know it, he won statewide office. He's now Colorado's Secretary of State. He's in the eye of almost every storm. Scott Gessler, welcome back to Talk Radio 630 KHOW.
Thanks for having me.
How does it feel to be in the eye of this storm all the time?
You know, after a while, you just sort of get used to it.
I hear it's really calm in the eye of a storm.
Just a zen-like state.
Is it easier than being a lawyer?
You know, actually, it's about, you know, there are different stresses, but being a lawyer can be pretty darn stressful as well when you're litigating.
So, I know. People call you with problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just sort of get used to it after a while.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the front page news in the Denver Post. There's a debate going on about whether or not clerks and recorders should be sending out ballots to inactive voters. Set up the debate, Scott Gessler, and tell everybody where you are and where your opponents are.
Sure. You know, in Colorado, in order to automatically get a mail ballot for a general election, you have to do one of two things. You either have to be a regular voter or you have to ask for the ballot. So if you're an inactive voter, you have to ask for a ballot or show up and vote on election day, one of those two things. And we've had that protection in place for about 17 years or so in Colorado, so that we're not sending out ballots to people who don't vote or are no longer there. So we're not flooding the state with ballots that could be problematic. And that also gets really expensive as well. So I think what's going on is that there's an effort right now, and you know, I'll be diplomatic, but there's an effort to change this just before this upcoming election here. And I think it's really a wrong-headed approach here in Colorado's for Colorado's elections.
And part of the reason you don't like it is because there are a lot more Democrats who are inactive voters than Republicans. If it was 40% Republicans and 20% Democrats, do you think you'd take a different stand?
You know, not at all. In fact, I'll tell you something. I've been against this change for a couple months now. And it was only last week, and this is the God's truth, it was only last week that I even learned what the partisan breakdowns were when the Denver Post asked us for that information. That was the first time we ran that information. So prior to that, I hadn't been looking at the Democrat or Republican or independent splits at all. I was just looking at, you know, what's good policy and what protections do we have in place to prevent the potential from people cheating here in Colorado.
Is there a potential for cheating if ballots are mailed out to inactive voters? Aren't they supposed to be verified anyway? Do you think that somebody's collecting these, filling them out? And what are the protections against that?
You know, we've seen a lot of red flags in the past. So, for example, when, for an odd year election, for a short time, Colorado's law said that clerks and recorders had to send them to these folks. And when the ballots were coming back, there was a really high number of signatures that didn't match and other problems with those ballots. So that's a real red flag when you look at that overall process. And at the same time, there were more ballots that were returned undeliverable than there were people trying to vote. So that shows you that a lot of people have moved. A lot of people don't return the ballots. Only a very small percentage actually vote. And among the people who return ballots, we see a lot of problems with those as well. So that gets real problematic, I think. And that's why we have these protections in place.
Our special guest, Colorado Secretary of State Scott Gessler. He will take your calls, 303-713-8255, 713-TALK. If you want to talk to Colorado Secretary of State, a lot of people are talking about Scott Gessler. Some Democrats really don't like him. Another big fight that's been going on has been whether or not you need to show identification when you vote, picture identification. James O'Keefe, working with the Breitbart organization. Have you heard about this, Scott?
I have.
Let me play for everybody what happened. James O'Keefe is the guy who helped take down Acorn pretending to be a pimp. He likes to dress the part. Here, I think he put on black hair and a beard, and he went to vote in Washington, D.C., under the name of Eric Holder. Eric Holder, who has been saying this about the need for protections when it comes to photo ID when you vote.
But there is no proof that our elections are marred by in-person voter fraud.
So there's Eric Holder saying, as people have said to Scott Gessler, hey, you got to show us a problem before we do anything about it. James O'Keefe set out to make that point. Here it is.
A man walks into a poll location in Washington, D.C. and asks about United States Attorney General Eric Holder. The poll worker places a mark next to Eric Holder's name and offers the man Eric Holder's ballot to vote.
Hello. Do you have an Eric Holder?
Checking out here.
Address being given.
Northwest.
For the next election, we are told you'll get one that has the mark. No. Well, they did for early voting.
H-O-L-D-E-R?
There was a reason.
An older white gentleman checking the info.
And you were a Democrat. And you wanted to pay.
I did.
Northwest, that's the address.
Okay.
Nice name.
Please sign me there.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left in the car.
As long as you're in here. You're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
I would feel more comfortable if I just had my IDs. All right, if I go get
sure,
a
car.
I'll be back faster than you can say furious.
We're not going anywhere.
All right, thank you.
Little inside joke there, the fast and the furious part. But, and it's good that he didn't take the ballot because at a certain point he might have been accused of a crime. What did you think of that, Secretary of State Gessler, what James O'Keefe did in a public polling place? I assume for the recently held presidential primary in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I think what it does is it shows a real vulnerability in our systems. I sometimes admit this. I'm originally from Chicago, and which has a long history of vote fraud. And so you see instances like that, and there's always that possibility here. And the other thing, when people cheat in an election, it's very, very difficult to detect that. And I think, you know, what this shows is just how easy and how vulnerable sometimes our systems can really be. So, it loses a little bit in coming over the radio instead of on the video, but it really sort of makes the point that it's sometimes really easy to cheat in our elections.
Right. And what do you think would have happened if Eric Holder showed up later at that voting place and somebody had actually voted? What would they do, a provisional ballot or something?
You know, what they probably would do would give him a provisional ballot, but if someone had already voted in his name, in other words, the vote had already been cast, they probably wouldn't count the provisional ballot. I mean, I think it depends on the jurisdiction, but it's sort of ironic. There was this big study a few years back, you know, Jimmy Carter, James Baker, so it was this bipartisan commission, and one of the people on the, I think it was one of the commissioners actually, relayed a story about how he and his daughter actually went to vote on Election Day and someone had already voted in their name. And so they weren't able to cast a ballot.
Right. This video is all over the internet as well. Somebody registered as Tim Tebow and Tom Brady up in Minnesota and were able to make a vote. I think we need to protect voting. Scott Gessler thinks so too. But at a certain point, does it become too restrictive? Does it start limiting the ability of certain people to vote? Is it like a poll tax or a literacy exam, the kind of things that kept people away? Or is this just common sense to avoid fraud? You know, we joke about what happened in Chicago during JFK's time, or maybe Texas in LBJ's time. But is it a joking matter to have voter fraud? I don't think it is. Scott Gessler doesn't think it is. If you want to take him on, please, if you want to make a good argument why you don't need photo ID to vote, we'd love to hear it. Scott Gessler, the man in the eye of the storm, back with us after the break on Talk Radio 630 K-House. Welcome back. Dan will be back tomorrow. Craig here. Scott Gessler there. Secretary of State Scott Gessler. We're talking about the requirement or lack thereof that you show photo ID when you vote. To me, I understand the pros and the cons, but I come down on the side of it's not that hard to get a photo ID, and seems to me that ultimately the people who favor or who disfavor this kind of rule are just accepting a certain amount of fraud. Scott Gessler, can you see the pros and the cons yourself? I mean, it's not black and white. Some people legitimately might have trouble getting a photo ID, but as I understand it, the state is willing to help them.
Yeah, I think, you know, people who don't want photo ID, I think a lot of their views are sincerely held. But when you look at exactly what's happened in other states and how to implement photo ID correctly, it doesn't cause a problem. So, you know, so if you look at other states, Indiana passed a strict photo identification law back in 2008, or prior to 2008 general election, voter turnout went up 20%. Georgia, strict photo ID. African-American turnout went up 31%. Neighboring Mississippi, no photo ID. African-American turnout went up 2%. So I'm not saying that that photo ID actually causes the increase in turnout, but you certainly cannot say that it reduces voter turnout. And you have to implement photo ID wisely. In Colorado, if someone has financial need, they can get a state ID or a driver's license for free. You know, the state will pay for that. So you have to implement it wisely, and you have to be, you know, recognize that that sometimes there's an exception and unusual circumstances. But if you do it right, photo ID works really well.
And they make the point in the O'Keefe video that to get into any federal building, just try to go to the U.S. courthouse on Stout Street in Denver. You will not get in unless you show a photo ID.
That's true. I mean, photo ID is part of our lives. Pretty much everywhere in the country, you need it to get a drink. You need it to drink of alcohol. You need it to travel. You need it to have a driver's license. You need it to collect welfare benefits. I mean, you really need a photo ID for just about everything. And the folks who don't have one, the state's willing to, you know, get one for them for free.
Right, but as I understand it, the Democrats prevailed, and they won't even put it to a vote of the people.
That's true. They last week, in fact, they killed photo identification. They refused to allow people to even vote on it here in the state of Colorado, which, by the way, was the same week that they decided this to sort of push through this whole new thing about, you know, removing those voter protections that we were talking about earlier. So it's I think they've really got a tin ear on what Coloradans here want and a way to protect voting integrity.
And is this a situation where the Democrats really are made to toe the line where they're in? Were there any defectors from the party position?
You know, not in the in the what they call it, the kill committee in the Senate. There were defectors in the House, in the state House of Representatives here in Colorado. There were a few Democrats that defected, and there's a few other states. So, for example, Rhode Island. You know, that's one of the bluest of blue states that you've got in the country. They recently passed a photo identification requirement, and they're very proud of it. In fact, the guy who led the charge. Was, I think, the first African-American state senator in Rhode Island because he recognized that this that everyone can be victims of fraud if you're not vigilant.
Let's take a few calls. Dave, you're on with Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Welcome.
Hi. I was going to say, you know, I'm not particularly interested in just having some setup with having a voter identification or photo ID. And I have to tell you, it's mostly because I would kind of prefer just to get their photograph and their fingerprints collected, and I want us to be able to prosecute it. This is essentially an attack on a direct attack on our system. It is a felony.
Who do you want to be prosecuted?
I want to prosecute.
Who do you want to prosecute?
People who are casting fraudulent votes.
Well, I expect they are being prosecuted. Scott, am I right? I mean, to the extent that prosecutors find out about it, are people prosecuted?
The answer is sometimes. You know, for example, we just came across, I think it was six people who voted twice in the last election, once in Kansas and once in Colorado at the same time. We matched up their signatures. I mean, the whole deal, we turned that over to the FBI, and that was months ago, and we've not heard anything. So sometimes people just don't prosecute these crimes because they feel as though they're too small or they don't have the time. Or something like that. And then sometimes people will prosecute the crimes. Sometimes, if you look nationwide, it's a bit hit and miss. Right now, I'm hoping that the federal authorities will prosecute some real vote fraud, some cheating that we uncovered.
You always hear rumors about voter fraud, election fraud. What's the worst thing that's ever happened in Colorado that you're aware of?
You know, in recent history, well, there's historically going back like 40, 50 years ago, I mean, there were very clear instances of just outright stealing elections. In fact, I think it was down in southern Colorado, some of the mining camps, the company towns there that they had, where the companies would control the polling places and steal elections, and those were overturned. In Colorado, the last prosecutions I'm aware of, we've had some people vote in two states, and then when Acorn was operating, there were several people who were prosecuted and convicted, I believe, of voter registration fraud here in Colorado as well. So we've seen it happen historically several decades ago, and we've seen it happen very recently, too.
I saw where the Democratic Party called for boycotts of Coca-Cola and Walmart because they were part of an organization that supported these kind of measures against voter fraud. What do you know about that, and what's been the result?
Well, I think that there's a group, it's like a think tank that comes up with lots of ideas for legislation, and photo ID is just one of many ideas that it's come up with. It's called ALEC is the short name, and so the Democrats wanted to have boycotted Coca-Cola and Walmart as well. And Coca-Cola apparently pulled out; they removed their membership, which is really sort of sad when you use that partisan pressure to sort of stifle people's involvement and just thinking ideas. This wasn't even the political process; it was just thinking policy ideas and generating those ideas. So it's really, I think, sort of fear and intimidation that in this case that the Democrats are resorting to.
Right. It sounds like they will do anything, including an effort to recall you. Is it all over this photo ID to vote situation? And why should a disagreement like that lead to a recall?
You know, I shouldn't. I don't think it should affect that at all. Here's the thing. I mean, from day one, as you well know, I mean, I've been willing to challenge the status quo here in the state of Colorado. And that sometimes makes enemies. I mean, there's a reason the status quo exists, because people are invested in it. And a lot of folks in the Democratic Party hierarchy are just furious with me because I'm willing to ask questions that they don't want asked. I'm willing to, you know, push policies that I think are good for Colorado and back them up with facts as well. So when they start losing the debate here, they just sort of thump on the table even harder. And I think that's what you see going on right now.
John, you're on with Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Thanks for calling.
Yes. First of all, I want to say I'm real pleased with the work you're doing.
Well, thank you. How do you feel about Scott Gessler?
Well yes. The question that I wanted to ask is, has he heard of any private groups that may bring the photo ID to the polls this year, or does it look like that's not going to happen now that the legislature said no?
So I have heard of people who are interested in bringing it to the polls. It won't happen this year because it's a little bit too late in the ballot process. So you might see it on the 2014 ballot. We'll see what happens.
Hey,
great.
Really appreciate the call, John, and the hearty laugh. You get extra points for that. Doug, you're on Talk Radio 630 KHOW. You're on with Secretary of State Scott Gessler. Hey, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the state wrestling tournament, watching those Twins. Anyway, as far as voter ID and stuff, one of the big problems is the state can make it as accessible as they want to and easy, but transportation is a big problem. You know, in Idaho Springs, we're just kind of out of the range of RTD, and, you know, if you can't get a ride, you can't get an ID. And, you know, my daughter's got an ID, and she's got a disability, but... you know, if you can't hop on a bus somewhere and go get one, it's a tricky thing.
What about that, Secretary of State?
Well,
Idaho Springs, no RTD service up there. You might be able to offer them a free ID, but have you seen the price of gas lately? Can the state pay for that too?
You know, I think that's something worth exploring and looking into. You know, that's in part why we've got sort of mail balloting when people ask for a ballot, for absentee ballots, for people who have difficulty getting the polling place. That's always an option. And one of the things we're really talking about in the debate is photo ID for people who go to the polls as well. And I think, you know, I think it's worth discussing and looking at. Remember, prior to an election, you have, you know, 1 or 2 years to get this taken care of. So it's not like it has to be done real quick in one day. But that's something that's important to look at. And when I say we got to implement photo ID in a wise fashion, you know, that's one of the things you have to look at.
Interesting stuff, because you never know who's going to be affected by a legal change. I think it's a debate worth having. This O'Keefe video will add to the debate. Scott Gessler, your final word on the subject. It all kind of ties together and seems to me that it's all being ginned up and the sides are taking such strident opposite sides because they realize how much is at stake, not just in the future, but more specifically November 2012. That's going to be a big election. Do you think it's going to be fraud-free?
I can never guarantee anything is fraud-free, but I can tell you that we've got a lot of, you know, hardworking state officials. We've got everyone in the state has an opportunity to be a poll worker, to be an observer. I always encourage people to get involved in the process because it's a citizen process. People can be involved and have their own eyes on the ground to make sure that things are being done right. So there's vulnerabilities in the system, but I think we've got a lot of good people there. We hope that it's going to be fraud-free, that we're not going to have problems like, you know, like Florida or Chicago has had in the past and things like that. And we'll have a good election. It's a little bit of the crazy season right now, and you see some of the hyperventilating going on with the Democratic State Party right now. But we'll get through this, and we'll have a good election.
Lots at stake. Colorado, battleground state. Really good to have on Secretary of State Scott Gessler and to learn what's going on the voter fraud front.